USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawyers for President Trump will start making their opening statements on Saturday. Wrapping up their opening statements on Friday, the House impeachment managers say the evidence against President Trump is overwhelming. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida...
You look, I've been putting out tweets all day about what Democrat senators have said in the past about the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And these individuals have come down here and said just the opposite of what they said back in, 1999. And they've been doing it day after day. So this has just been partisan. They've said the same thing. I don't know how many times I've seen Ambassador Sondland and Fiona Hill and all of them, but I don't believe anything they've said so far is impeachable. But I do look forward to watching the White House present their case.
34 U.S. service members are recovering after suffering concussions following Iran's missile attack on a military base in Iraq earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The death toll from the newly discovered coronavirus in China has risen to 41 on the day of the Lunar New Year. Health officials are struggling to contain the outbreak as millions of people travel for the Chinese New Year. CNN's medical contributor Dr. Sanjay Gupta says the virus is highly contagious.
As far as the containment efforts, I mean, it's chaos, as you've probably seen now, in at least in this area around Wuhan, tens of millions of people who are on lockdown, meaning they're not allowing vehicles in or vehicles to go out. It's a very strong policy. It's an aggressive policy. It's typically a policy that is done later in stages of an outbreak as opposed to this early.
20 states are suing to stop more 3D printed guns from being made. The lawsuit aims to keep blueprints from guns being posted online. Supporters claim there's a constitutional right to publish the information. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories, as the impeachment trial of President Trump continues, the president's attorneys are having a chance to defend him. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, says the damage has been done by the Democrats regarding this entire process.
There'll be presidents after Trump. He turned over 1 million documents to the Mueller folks, and his lawyer testified. I guess what I'm saying is I thought that would be the end of this. What they did in the House has been partisan from day one.
The age-old debate of the importance of eating breakfast has made adversaries of Dr. Oz and Mark Wahlberg. Dr. Oz has advocated for abandoning breakfast altogether, saying people who intermittent fast between 12 and 16 hours could see several health benefits. Meanwhile, Wahlberg is saying he doesn't care what Dr. Oz says, he needs his breakfast, to which Dr. Oz responds on Fox News.
The big argument was, listen, intermittent fasting has been demonstrated over and over again to be one of the best things you can do to stay healthy. It makes you focus better, helps your resilience. Think about it. Our ancestors did not get up and have a platter of food in front of them.
Right.
They'd go hunt their boar. Go kill a boar. So the way you have endurance to be able to exercise without having eaten. So the real key is, when you get up in the morning, don't force yourself to have breakfast. There's no medical data that supports having to have breakfast to be healthy. Eat when you're hungry. And if you work out before you eat, you'll actually burn off fat, not the food in your stomach.
For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.